This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Over 80 teachers and staff members calling on the Woodland Park School Board to reinstate state-approved social studies standards, curriculum that was changed by the school board members back in January. In January, the board unanimously voted to approve a new academic standard known as American Birthright, a curriculum so different than others, teachers like Anna Hand now worry their students won't be well prepared for college.
So if a kid goes all the way through the school with the American Birthright standards, I don't believe they'll be able to access an AP curriculum class by the time they get to high school, or be able to have those courses recognized as they try to move on to whatever future they want to do.
Woodland Park Superintendent Ken Witt released a lengthy response on Thursday night, saying in part, quote, "Our community is tired of teachers believing they have the authority to determine what is taught."
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating a missing elderly man. The Sheriff's Office issued an alert for 74-year-old Roy Hedman last night. Hedman reportedly left his home on Pima Drive early yesterday for an appointment and didn't return. The Sheriff's Office says developmental concerns are a factor in their search. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Office. A motorcycle rider is dead after a crash in Colorado Springs early yesterday. Police say the motorcyclist was traveling eastbound on Woodman near Mark Shuffle when it hit the back of a stopped truck. The rider died after being taken to a hospital. The police department's major crash team is handling the investigation.
A 23-year-old Pueblo man now facing multiple charges after allegedly shooting a police officer earlier in the week. Deon Council Rivera was arrested on Wednesday, charged with multiple counts of attempted first-degree murder, assault, domestic violence, and child abuse. Investigators say the two officers were responding to that domestic call in the 4200 block of Surfwood Lane when the suspect opened fire Wednesday. The Pueblo Police Department says the wounded officer was released from the hospital yesterday and is recovering. The 10th Judicial Critical Incident Response Team is now continuing their investigation.
Funeral service details for fallen parole officer Christine Guerin Sandoval have been announced. Guerin Sandoval was trying to apprehend a parolee last week near downtown Colorado Springs when she was killed in the line of duty. Prior to working for the Department of Corrections, Guerin Sandoval had worked more than a decade as a Pueblo County Sheriff's Deputy. Services for Guerin Sandoval will be held Monday, October 9th at 11 a.m. at the Praise Assembly Church off Troy Avenue in Pueblo. The Department of Corrections asks that if you plan to attend, you arrive between 9:45 and 11, as parking will be limited. And we're going to be streaming that service at KRDO.com. New details are being reported about the investigation into a funeral home in Penrose. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office is looking into allegations of improperly stored human remains at the Return to Nature funeral home. At least three bodies were not stored properly inside the building. Neighbors like Keith Pavetti said that a foul odor could be smelled from more than a quarter mile away.
I just thought it was a dead animal. We've been having deer coming over here. We thought maybe somebody hit one on the highway and it died over here.
Now, Thursday night, one of the two Colorado Springs locations also left empty, seemingly abandoned. The attention now shifting to families who could also become victims. A list that includes Mary Simon, whose husband Darrell passed away in August of this year. He was sent to Return to Nature Funeral Home in the Springs to be cremated. Now, with the criminal investigation underway, she's worried about the state of his remains.
There's a lot of other people out there right now, just like me, who spent the morning crying and asking questions and calling anybody they could think of, and we're getting no answers whatsoever.
The investigation is ongoing.
An estimated 75,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers are headed into day three of their strike against the medical giant, with no union leaders saying that they are any closer to an agreement. They say they are still seeking solutions for overcrowding, fair wages, and protection from outsourcing. Patricia Johnson Gibson is with the striking workers in Denver.
The important part is just getting the staffing. We're so short-staffed. We have people doing endless hours of overtime in order to help support this organization.
The strike is scheduled to end Saturday morning. Members from both sides say they will continue to negotiate.
Cooler temperatures here for your Friday afternoon, and we will see an increase in cloud cover later this morning into the afternoon.
High temperature-wise will keep us in the upper 50s today, Colorado Springs 62 in Pueblo. But as high pressure builds back in, we'll get a nice warming trend as we go into the weekend. Overnight lows Saturday morning are going to be chilly in the mid and upper 30s. Afternoon highs climb right back into the low and mid 70s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.